Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Well, hello there, and welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show, where you never know what kind of a conversation you might hear, and it might even be yours. Let's begin in prayer. Today is the second to last day of Pledge Drive, so by the end of business tomorrow, we have to have everything wrapped up, and in a little while, Mary Graham is going to join me, and she'll give us an update on where things stand and what we need to do. But what we need to do at the moment is ask Our Lady to pray for us and with us for all of our intentions, for mine and yours and your family, your children, all of the situations that we're anxious about. And let's not forget Pledge Drive, because we rely on God's mercy and grace, and we rely on your generosity to make our goal. So let's ask Our Lady to pray for us for all these intentions. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, as I mentioned, this is a regular program, and that means that you can call like you normally would. You can call Beyond the Air. Maybe you need a second opinion. Maybe you've got a question about something you heard, didn't sound quite right. Maybe you need a little advice. I'm here for you. I don't have a doctorate yet anyway. We'll see about that. But so I can't hang out the doctor is in sign. But the taco guy with the microphone, he's in. That's me. 888-914-9149. Feel free to call. We have some lines open right now. You're not going to get a busy signal if you call. I hear that a lot. People say, oh, I've been trying and trying and trying to call in, and every day I call in and get a busy signal. Well, if you do it right now, you won't get a busy signal. May I say to you? Let's go to Kaya. Poor girl, I probably just scared her. Kaya, 6 years old in Townsend, Montana. Good morning, Kaya.
Good morning. So, I have a question. I know that we get our souls and when we come to heaven and die, and I know when Jesus comes back to earth again, mm-hmm. and we get our bodies back, but do we still have our blood and our hearts and our veins and everything else?
We do. And we don't know what that's going to be like, because that's in the future, but we know it's going to be really glorious. Do you know what that word glorious means?
No.
Oh. Well, here's a new word. Glorious means that it's super wonderful. It's super great. It's beautiful. It's fantastic. And it's because of what God will do with our bodies. You know how after he rose from the dead, Kaya, that Jesus could walk through walls and he could just appear at places without having to open a door? Have you heard about that from the Bible?
No.
No? Okay. Well, maybe your mom can tell you a little bit more about that. So after, you know, Jesus died on the cross and then he rose from the dead, that's why we celebrate on Easter Sunday the resurrection of Jesus. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so when he rose from the dead, he wasn't a ghost, he wasn't just a spirit, it was Jesus, his soul and body together, and we call that kind of body that he had, it was the same body he had before, but we say it's glorified, meaning that it could now do many things that your body can't do right now. Like, you couldn't walk through a wall, could you?
No.
No. I couldn't either. So, in a glorified body, you have powers and abilities that you can't do right now, but when you have those powers in a glorified body, you can do them. So, Jesus showed us that he has a real body. Now, to your question, to have a real body, a real human body, means that you have all those things that are normal in your body. So veins, you'll have your stomach, you'll have your feet, you'll have your eyes, you'll have your ears. All of the things you asked about blood, we'll have blood too. But our bodies are going to be glorified in heaven when we get them back. And what that means is the things that are about your body now that are weak, like you get tired. You know how when you get tired and you have to go to sleep or you have to take a nap? You probably don't want to take a nap, but when you get older, trust me, you're going to want to take naps. But for right now, you know how when you get sleepy, you have to sleep because you get too tired. Well, your body in heaven, your glorified body, will never get sleepy. You'll never get tired. You'll never get sick. You'll never have to go to the bathroom. You'll never have any of those problems that the body has now. You won't have those in heaven. You'll still have your body, but because it's glorified, all of those weaknesses that we have in this life, you won't have in heaven. So that much I know for sure, is it's going to be wonderful. You'll be able to fly in heaven. Can you imagine that, being able to fly?
Yeah.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
And you'll be able to see everybody and everything. And if you want to see the moon or the planets, or you want to look around the universe and see what's there, you'll be able to see all those things. You'll still be in heaven with God, but you'll also be able to see and do many other things with your glorified body. It's exciting when you think about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Great. Well, it's a long time in the future, so nothing to worry about right now. But it is something to look forward to when the time comes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling me, Kaya. And tell your mom thank you for letting you call me. And maybe she could tell you some more of those Bible stories about Jesus after he rose from the dead. Thank you. I'm coming right back. This is the Patrick Madrid Show. See what I told you about? You never know what you're going to hear on this program. My number is 888-914-9149. Listen to this message from Father Rocky about Pledge Drive.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I want to give a big shout-out to our St. Joseph Recurring Giving Society members. They make a huge difference for us at Relevant Radio because they're monthly generous donors who budgeted a gift of $25 or more every month for Relevant Radio. So please consider becoming a member. It helps us to budget better. It saves us money, and you'll get some wonderful spiritual benefits in return, like being included in our Mass, Rosary, and Chaplet General Intentions. Take a look at all the spiritual benefits at relevantradio.com/Joseph. We only have today and tomorrow left in our pledge drive. We have matching funds this hour, so whatever dollar amount you give will be double. So please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society and give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or you can call us at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
I tell you what, we got today and tomorrow left, and we are done with our May pledge drive. We're done. We need to raise $3 million before the end of the day tomorrow, and we have not hit that halfway mark yet. We are sitting at 46% of our goal. That means we need to pick up the pace a little bit. We need to work a little bit harder today, and we're going to be setting some pretty lofty goals each and every hour. We need you to help us out and join us here as we give hope to your local communities. Our goals for this hour, we need 150 people in the next 50 minutes that will join the team here at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123.
That number is emblazoned in my mind, Mary, forever. 877-291-0123. It used to be that was really the only way that we were able to take donations for Pledge Drive. But now we have two other ways. It's easy, and we have had this for a while. RelevantRadio.com, where you can make your pledge safe and secure, and it's quick, and also the Relevant Radio app. But we know you're busy, and you've got stuff to do, but the main thing is we need you because the end of Pledge Drive is tomorrow at the end of business. So as Mary said, we have a lot of ground to cover, so please help us right now. If you've been waiting, if you've been hesitating, hesitate no more. Call 877-291-0123.
And of course, when you give your gift at relevantradio.com or on the app, we have that special bonus download. Comes for you almost immediately in your inbox. I think you can even get a pop-up that says, hey, here's your download now. And this year, this time around, we've got a talk that was produced by Father Rocky called The Power of the Memorare. This is a brand new MP3. You've not heard it before. And he shares some very personal anecdotes about how that prayer has impacted his life, and learn how you can take that prayer and your prayer life in general to the next level. Make your gift at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, and you'll receive that bonus download. Plus, you can, when you click the download now button on either of those two platforms, it will pop up with all of our giving levels. You can take a look at these fabulous gifts that we do have available for you during this pledge drive. Perhaps you want the diptych with St. John Paul II on it, John Paul II on it, or the beautiful bookends. I got to say, I love these bookends. They're alabaster. Yeah. $1,200. You'll get those bookends with your $1,200 gift. And guess what? We have a partnership challenge of this hour. Your gift will be matched dollar for dollar. It's 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Online at relevantradio.com or use the app on your smartphone or tablet. We need 150 people who will give hope to your local community this hour.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Have a question? Give Patrick a call. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid on Relevant Radio.
Just a thought. I don't know if you knew about this before we go to the phones. The New York Post has a thought-provoking article about how President Biden, before he was president as a senator, he actually voted to overturn Roe versus Wade. Did you know that? I bet you didn't know that. So here's the gist of it. As a senator, Biden previously voted to overturn Roe versus Wade, having insisted that the Supreme Court went too far, those are his words, and that women do not have the sole right to say what should happen to their bodies. The commander-in-chief was among those this week sternly decrying the leaked draft opinion that suggested that the high court is poised to overturn the 1973 ruling that legalized abortion nationwide. Biden, who's now 79, said that it concerns me a great deal. This is what he said just in the last day or so. It concerns me a great deal that we're gonna, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have the right to choose. However, his views were radically different in 1973 when Biden became the youngest member of the Senate at age 31, just 17 days before the landmark Roe versus Wade ruling. And he said in an interview with the Washingtonian, I guess, he says, I don't like the Supreme Court decision on abortion. I think it went too far. He says that he was really quite conservative on most issues. He said, I don't think that a woman has the sole right to say what should happen to her body. He held the same view a decade later in 1982 when he signed a constitutional amendment that would allow individual states to overturn Roe versus Wade and to make their own decisions about abortions, as the current expected ruling will do. The Human Life Federalism Amendment sought to stress that, quote, a right to abortion is not secured by this Constitution. And that's right, of course. Biden was the only Democrat singled out by the New York Times at the time supporting the amendment that the National Abortion Rights Action League called the most devastating attack yet on abortion rights. And, you know, Joe Biden likes to tout his Catholic faith. He says, I am probably a victim or a product, however you want to phrase it, of my background, referring to his Catholic faith. The Times said that Biden called it the single most difficult vote I have cast as a U.S. senator. However, he was unsure that he had a right to impose his views on an issue that would affect the nation. The bill never made it to the full Senate, and Biden later switched positions and voted against it when it came up again the following year. And the Times noted, saying that flipping on such key issues would become the hallmark of his political career. We saw that, by the way, with Ted Kennedy. He used to be pro-life. Al Gore, former vice president under President Clinton, he used to be pro-life as a senator. Senator Edward M. Kennedy. Ted Kennedy, he was also pro-life, and the documentary evidence is out there. They wrote letters to their constituents when they were asking for the senator's guidance on this issue of abortion. Kennedy was pro-life, and he told his constituents, you don't have a right to take this innocent child's life. He flipped. Al Gore, as senator, said the same thing. He flipped. and Joe Biden flipped. So you may ask yourself, what would cause somebody to do that? What might be the motive impulse to do something like that? If you have staunch convictions about something as, you know, basic as you don't kill innocent people, what do you think it might take to flip somebody to then publicly start promoting the very thing that he said, I absolutely don't promote this, I absolutely don't believe in this, I think this is wrong? How do you get somebody to change position? Well, I mean, a few things come to mind. Hey, listen. Psst. Yeah, listen. If you switch positions on this issue, we're going to give you a lot of campaign money. A lot of campaign money. Oh, and, you know, chairmanships of committees in the Senate and Congress. We've got all kinds of things that are just waiting for you. But, you know, with these pro-life views of yours right now, we can't really let you have that stuff just because, you know, we're for abortion. But if you ever see your way clear to change your mind on this issue, man, do we have some goodies for you. I think that is very likely the kind of thing that happened in turning some of these men, and women for that matter, from being staunchly pro-life because they knew it was the right position. They knew it was the sane position, that you don't kill innocent unborn people. But when that money gets too big and the temptations get too strong, people tend to topple over. So we are where we are. But in anyway, I wanted you to know about how pro-life Joe Biden used to be. And if you're interested in reading that article and double-checking it for yourself, be a fact-checker. That's fine. You'll find it on the show Twitter feed. It's available at the show page, relevantradio.com/Patrick. Let's see. Let's go to Adam in Chicago. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, St. Patrick. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm not a saint yet, except in a biblical sense. I am well. What's on your mind this morning?
According to the Bible, you're St. Patrick, and I'm St. Adam, because we believe in Christ, we walk in his word. You were talking about...
Well, you must have missed what I just said, Adam. I just said that. Except in a biblical sense, I am a saint, but not in the sense that I think you meant it. But in any case, go ahead with your question.
Well, I think you mean it differently because of the way the Catholic Church processes that. But anyway, you mentioned something about you had 2,000 years of experience or education to back up what you believe as far as your Christian faith is concerned. Is that correct?
That's incorrect, sir. I am old, but I'm not that old. I'm not 2,000 years old.
No. I meant what you, you know. What
Unless you're judging by appearances. No, I'm not 2,000 years
old.
No.
But no, you said that you had 2,000 years of study. I guess, you know, that you learned over the 2,000 year period that everything's been studied about the Bible, about God, about Jesus.
No, that's also incorrect. What I think you may have heard me say and perhaps misunderstood is that the Catholic Church has 2,000 years of history from which we can draw in terms of its scriptural knowledge, historical information, the church fathers, etc. That's probably what you heard me talking about.
Yes, I'm sure that's what you meant. And then you said to me, oh, you sound like you're younger than me, almost like I had less of an education than you had. But the thing is, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Let's say you had two people that studied the Vietnam War. One was actually in it, he participated in it, he was there, and one just wrote about it. Now, which do you think would give you the better insight as to that perspective of war?
Yeah, it would be the guy who was there, but he wouldn't have a lock on this issue, but he would certainly have an advantage in having been there. But anyway, what was the question you wanted to ask me? I guess that's meaningful.
You say you have all this education from the Catholic Church. I'm very surprised at some of the things you've told me in the past. For instance, if people asked you if prayer can change the weather, and you said you see it when you believe it, and you hung up on me. This tells me there's something missing in your education, because I tried to show you where the Bible says that if you pray something, Jesus told us this, if you pray and you believe with all your heart, that God will answer you.
I do believe that. I believe everything that Jesus said in the Bible, Adam.
Yeah, but you hung up on me the first time when I told you prayer can change the weather.
No, I've never hung up on anybody. Maybe what happened is we got close to a break and there was no more time. Sometimes that does happen, but that's beyond my control. But what's your question, though, Adam? I'm intrigued. What's bugging you? What's on your mind?
The Holy Spirit has been my educator. He has been educating me since I was 7 years old.
The Holy Spirit's been my educator, and he's been educating me since I was baptized when I was about 2 weeks old.
I was baptized when I was probably a baby. I don't remember how young I was.
So we have a lot in common, you and me, because the Holy Spirit's been my educator ever since then.
Let's see right now. I talk to him, and he responds to me, just like...
Yeah, and when I talk to him, he responds to me as well.
Yeah, well, I hear him. I mean, I directly hear him. It's not a strange voice. It's different, but it's not strange.
So let me ask you again, Adam, what is your question for me?
Because your education seems to... You think that you base everything on your education. Things
no.
you've read, things you've studied, things you've been
no.
told.
No,
I would
not
like
true.
To compare your education with my experiences.
Well, that's not true, first of all, but if you want to... Are you asking me what is my education?
Okay, well,
is that
please,
your question?
Please expound on that, because I'm sure your people would like to hear you say what do you mean by that.
I just want to make sure I understand your question, Adam. That's the real issue for me. Are you asking me to explain my educational background?
No. I kind of get the big picture of your education.
Okay. Then I'm not sure what your question is.
I want you to understand. Okay.
Well, listen, what I want you to understand, Adam, is that I don't hear a question. So if you want to have a conversation, I'm happy to have one with you, but you can't just sort of do this bob and weave with me. Tell me what's on your mind. What is your question?
I am. Last week, a person called into your station, and he talked about how he was distressed because there were people in his family that went to a Lutheran church and didn't believe in being Catholics. And he was distressed about it. And you told him, oh, just tell them they made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you this.
That sounds about
what
right.
What are your educational background? Well, okay, with your educational background, how would you know that?
How would I know they made a mistake? Because I have come to a point of certitude based on the evidence, biblical and historical, that the Catholic Church is the church that Jesus Christ established, capital C Catholic, by the way. And that the Lutheran church or churches and the other churches that respond at the time of the Protestant revolt are not, in fact, the true church, and that they teach error in various ways. And if somebody makes the mistake of glomming onto a group that's teaching error, that's a mistake.
Okay. Well, then this is what I need to ask you.
Okay.
Are God's resources limited to your church?
No. God is not stingy with his grace. God is very generous.
That's right. That's right.
And as Jesus himself said, that God causes it to rain upon the just and the unjust. The sun shines upon the just and the unjust. So God is very generous with his graces.
But understand this. When I went to the Catholic Church, the Holy Spirit called me out of the Catholic Church.
No, the Holy Spirit would never call you away from the truth. Who knows what entity that might have been, but it certainly wasn't the Holy Spirit. The Mormons will tell you that the Holy Spirit, they call him the Holy Ghost, is telling them that Joseph Smith was a true prophet and that the Book of Mormon is true scripture, and they will insist to you up and down that the Holy Spirit is telling them that. Well, that's not the Holy Spirit telling them that, nor is the Holy Spirit telling you to leave the church that Christ established, even though you've been deceived into thinking it is.
Well, if you believe that prayer doesn't change the weather, and
I do believe that prayer can change the weather. I don't know where
okay,
you got that
that's
idea.
Not what you, that's not what you said to a person who called you before I did. He asked you a question. You said no.
No, this is not really going much of anywhere, Adam. So I'll give you one final shot. Can you just give me an example or a question specifically, and maybe we can chew on that? I have a break coming, by the way.
I happen to know
there
for
it is.
A fact. I happen-
All right. Well, hey, Adam, we tried. We tried. We gave it the old college try, Adam. God bless you, sir. And whatever that voice is that's whispering in your ear and telling you to leave the Catholic Church, that is definitely not the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Come back. I have to take a quick time out. See how quickly the breaks come, but I'll be right back.
We are looking for 150 people this hour. We'll reach out and help us make our goal for this hour. 150 so far. We've heard from 22, so we've got a ways to go. Can you help us out at relevantradio.com? Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877 877- 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We want to hear from you and how has Relevant Radio changed or impacted your life when you give us a call, or perhaps someone you know who's had a major impact or transition in their life due to listening to Relevant Radio. We need to hear from you. RelevantRadio.com, on the app, or with your smartphone or your tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123.
Hey, I want you to just think about the call that you just heard, Adam. That was a great example of how when you're a Catholic and somebody starts challenging you or trying to hem you in or make you back down, when you listen to this program, as is true for the other programs as well, you're going to learn not only what to say, but how to handle those kinds of situations. Now, they're all different and everybody's different. So the main thing is if you feel by listening to Relevant Radio that you are gaining not only knowledge, but you're also gaining a kind of confidence in how to handle yourself when somebody challenges you. That's solid gold, if you ask me. You can't really put a price on that. You can also share that with your children and other people. So my heartfelt request would be, after listening to a call that you just heard, why not support Relevant Radio? Because there are a lot more people like Adam out there who really need good answers. And we do that for them 24/7. So please help us help people like them and all the others by calling 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123.
That's 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. We are still in need of about 130 people this hour who will help us out. We want to say thank you to Catherine in Elgin, Illinois. $50 gift. Thank you so much. A dollar for dollar match. It was matched. We have Fran in Kewaunee, Wisconsin. A dollar a day was doubled to $2 a day. And Karen in Appleton, Wisconsin, your gift of $100 was doubled to $200. You can do that too when you visit relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or if you call 877-291-0123, that's 877-291-0123. Are you in a position you could make a $1,200 gift or a $5,000 or $10,000 gift? We need to hear from you to help get us that much closer to hitting the halfway point of this pledge drive. We need your help. We need your help now at 877-291-0123.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Play me some Boston today, Cyrus, okay? I'm putting in my request early if you get a chance. Thank you very much. Also, shout out to Charlie Dog on Twitter, who just posted. He's listening, obviously. My goal is to become as level-headed as Patrick Madrid is when interacting with folks who disagree with him on the air. Well, thank you. So far, so good. Anyway, 888-914-9149 is the number. We'll go to Kip now in Easton, Pennsylvania. Hello, Kip. Welcome back.
Thanks, Patrick. I have a book by Scott Hahn called Supper of the Lamb, which ties in scripture with the Mass. But what I'm looking for is something that ties it all, not just the liturgy of the Eucharist, but the entire Mass. For example, when we say, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, I know where to find that gospel passage, right, and tie that into Scripture. But is there anyone who has taken this on and said, okay, here is where we use Scripture to create the prayers and the liturgy that we celebrate every day?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there is. In fact, it depends on how deep you want to go, Kip. So let me give you a few books, and I'll start with the deepest of all, the one that's the most scholarly. It's called The Mass of the Roman Rite, R-I-T-E. It's by Joseph Jungmann, J-U-N-G-M-A-N-N. And it is published, I think, by Christian Classics. It's a two-volume work. And so this is a patristic analysis of all the parts of the Mass, every single part of the Mass, from the very beginning to the very end. And so it's tied to not only the development of the Mass organically in the life of the Church in the early centuries, but also it's anchored at each point with the scriptural passages that are present there. So that you can see this interplay between scripture and tradition. So that'd be the first book. Now that's got, you know, it's got some Greek and Latin in the footnotes, and, you know, not that you couldn't make your way through it, but it's a scholarly work. If that doesn't bother you, that's what I would recommend. Other books.
We know each other. Mm-hmm. We know each other a little bit, so you probably know that I'm going to need something dumbed down a little bit.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way. You're a smart guy. Well, here are a few other ones. Okay, so another one is The Bible and the Mass, Understanding the Scriptural Basis of the Liturgy. Now, these are books I have in my own library, so I've read them and I can vouch for them. There are probably any number of other very good books by other authors that I'm not familiar with, but these are ones that I am familiar with. So this is by Father Peter Stravinskas, The Bible and the Mass, Understanding the Scriptural Basis of the Liturgy. Now, you already have Scott Hahn's book, which is one that I would certainly recommend to you. The other one I would recommend is an older book, and I don't remember exactly when this was published. It might have been in the 50s, might have been in the 60s, around the time of the Council, but it's also quite good. It's a small book. It's not very big at all. It's called Biblical Foundations of the Catholic Mass, and the author is Paul Newcomb. I believe he was I'd have to go back and double check it, but Biblical Foundations of the Catholic Mass, and it is basically kind of an analysis of the different challenge. And you know what? I take that back. I think I'm giving you the wrong title, because there is a... No, I think that is the right one. I'm just blanking because I don't have the books here in front of me, so I'm trying to go on memory.
Sure.
So put an asterisk next to that one. But I think that the title of it is Biblical Foundations of the Catholic Mass. And
it's
all
by
of those.
N-E-W-C-O-M-B?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that Scott Hahn book, though, is excellent. So if you've already read that, you've got, you know, you're well ahead of the curve with that information.
Yeah.
And these other ones can take you deeper.
Yeah, I recommend that Scott Hahn book to anybody and everybody. One last question.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we have different readings from the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Psalms, as part of Sunday Mass. Is there any source that can tell us how much of the Bible, and specifically what books and what chapters and verses, are used in the year A, year B, and year C, so that we can see what part of the Bible is being read to the participants at Mass, and what part of the Bible is not read to us as part of Mass?
Well, I guess I'd answer that question this way, Kip. There are resources, and the U.S. Catholic Bishops Conference website, I'm almost certain, would have it there, which would give not only, you know, it would tell you which books are read during the cycle of the three-year cycle each year, but it would also tell you which readings for each. I don't know if you're just interested in the Sunday Masses or all of the Masses throughout the year.
All the Masses, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I've seen that before, and I think I've seen it in a PDF format. I don't know that I've ever seen it in an actual book form, although I'm sure it exists in that form as well. But if you go to the usccb.com website and look under the three-year cycle of readings, or do a little bit of keyword searching, I'm pretty sure you'll find it, and it will show you all of the readings of the Mass. Now, there's another way to do it. I mean, there are probably many ways to do it. I have an app on my phone that I have no connection with. I just spend the, you know, 99 cents or $1.99, whatever it is, I don't know. But it's called IPA Ta. And in this app, and I'm just opening it up right now, you have the readings for each day of the year, month by month, and you can toggle between the new Mass, which has a different cycle of readings and different readings that are not present in some cases in the old Mass, but you can also toggle to the old Mass. And the calendar is different, so the readings will be different. But it gives you the specific readings for each day of the year. Now, when you click it, it will actually open the reading, so you can read it. But if you want just the information on what the readings are, you'll find it in that app. So that might be a quick workaround if you want something right away.
Wonderful, Patrick. I knew I was calling the right guy yet again.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate your confidence, Kip.
Thanks for everything you do. You bet.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. I appreciate that very much. 888-914-9149. Let's go now to Denise in Queens. Hi, Denise. Welcome.
Hi, Patrick. So I watched a movie where a character says, even Our Lady of Lourdes holy water didn't break this evil spell. I was offended, and I didn't even finish the movie, but am I overreacting?
Maybe, because remember what Jesus said, and I don't know what the movie is, so it's hard for me to make
it. It was a remake of The Witches. It was. It's basically about these women who hate children, and they want to turn them all into mice. Supposedly a kid's movie, dark movie.
Yeah, sounds like it. Well, okay, so let's set that aside for a minute. I'll come back to that. But strictly speaking, as Jesus himself said, when his apostles, his disciples rather, came back to him, and they were marveling, and even the demons are subject to us, Lord. And then there was another instance where they said that they were unsuccessful in casting out demons, and Jesus said that there are certain demons that you can only cast out by prayer and fasting. So with that in mind, we could safely say that, sure, there are situations where merely sprinkling holy water and water from Lourdes could be considered holy water. Even that is in itself insufficient to drive certain demons away. It may be sufficient to drive some away, but maybe not all. So we can, from a biblical standpoint, we could just simply say that's objectively true. But I think your reason for being offended might lie more in the fact that it was sort of almost like a taunt, like it was in the movie.
Yeah,
to taunt,
I think that's
Catholics.
What it was. Like, oh, that she was power enough to do it, because up until that it was enjoyable, but I stopped watching after that.
Yeah. So that for that reason, I don't think you're being unreasonable to be offended by it. If you're picking up on something that's more subtle there, I could see why you would feel that way. But strictly speaking, even though they thought they were probably taking a shot at the Catholic Church, or they were, you know, ha-ha, what a funny put-down or something, you know, it's actually true. In some cases, holy water, even from Lourdes, is not going to drive away an evil spirit. So you can take comfort
in
that.
Okay, well, I think I'll finish the movie because it was enjoyable up until that point. So unless there's some more overt, an actual slap, I think I'll continue. Thank you, Patrick, again for your wisdom. I love watching your show. I mean, listening to your show.
Thank you. Yeah, I think you're going to like listening to it better than watching it, that's for sure. They say I have a face for radio. I believe them. Thanks, Denise. All right, well, we're going to take another break here. We're in Pledge Drive mode. Today's the second to last day of Pledge Drive. Thank you, Cyrus, for the Boston. Appreciate that. We're in Pledge Drive mode.
Keep the host happy.
That's right. Don't forget it. Yeah, we're going to have a break here. I'll talk with Mary Graham in just a minute about Pledge Drive.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Hi, I just wanted to call in Thanksgiving. My name is Susan, and I had met Daphne at an abortion facility, and I called in that they pray for her for the Rosary Across America. She just texted that she's 17 weeks pregnant and she's keeping her baby, and she said thank you. So I just want to thank Jesus and all of you that prayed for Daphne. Thank you so much.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
It is absolutely amazing how Relevant Radio works in the lives of other people and how God uses this network to reach souls. We heard from Maricela in Redwood City. She said, it's in California, she said she's extremely grateful for all that we do here at Relevant Radio and how we truly help bring people back to the church. She said, during the pandemic, she turned the radio on and by accident found Relevant Radio, and she believes that was truly an act of God. And she says, God bless you. But you realize that that God bless you goes far beyond Patrick and Cyrus and Drew and everybody else you hear on the air. It goes directly to you, the people who are helping to support this radio station. Because without your help and your support, we wouldn't be here. We'd be gone. We need you. And during this hour, we still need 100 people in the next 15 minutes to help us make our goal for this hour. We have got to hit our goal each and every hour if we're going to close up by the end of the day tomorrow. 100 people at relevantradio.com using the app or by giving us a call.
Yeah, this is crunch time, everybody, so please take us seriously. We don't have much time to make this goal, and we have to get there completely by the end of the day tomorrow. Listen to what Maricela said from Redwood City, California. She says, I'm extremely grateful for all that you do. You are truly helping to bring people back to the church. During the pandemic, I turned the radio onto AM by accident and found your station. This is another story just like the one that you just mentioned. We hear this all the time. People, quote unquote, by accident, finding Relevant Radio, and it changes their lives. And you'll have a part in doing that when you make your pledge by calling 877-291-0123.
That one was just so important, we had to say it twice. Yeah. Give us a call now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We need to hear from people just like Jessica in Far Texas made a special gift of $1 a day. Elizabeth in Gaylord, Michigan, $100 gift. Those were both doubled dollar for dollar. Your gift will be doubled too, just like William in Phoenix, Arizona, $50. Thank you so very much.
Yes, thank you very much indeed. We want to say a huge thank you to you tomorrow. And if you can help us today, it's kind of like Wimpy on Popeye. I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. We'll gladly thank you tomorrow for your donation today, but it has to be done today so we can make this goal that we have. 877-291-0123, or use the Relevant Radio app, safe and secure, or use the relevantradio.com website. Either way, we need you right now.
We still need 90 people here in the next 15 minutes. Be one of those 90 at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or give us a call at 877-291-0123.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Have a question? Give Patrick a call. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid on Relevant Radio.
All right, welcome back. Cyrus, I had a guy come up to me at the KNEH gala in Helena, Montana that I spoke at over the weekend. Remember that? Remember you heard about that?
Oh, yeah.
You read about that in the papers? Well, maybe you didn't read about it in the papers. He said, you know what? I'm about your age. And he said, when you play Boston on the show, he says, it makes me happy. And I said, brother, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, he ain't wrong.
Yeah. Crank it, man.
Well, okay. Don't have any indecision about donating.
Not on this program, that's for sure. And by the way, it is more than a feeling when people give a pledge. They're smoking when they get to the website.
And you'll be feeling satisfied.
You will be feeling satisfied. That's true.
And if it's been a long time since you've donated.
Yeah, you've got the playlist in front of you, so you're cheating. You can, I'm going from memory.
You are much better at this game than I am.
I don't know, though. You're getting better and better.
Well, I do have a peace of mind.
Let's go. I'm going to step aside from that. Let's go to Karen in Presque Isle, Maine. Good morning, Karen, and welcome.
Good morning. I'm a long-time listener here, but I don't call very often, but
That's okay.
Listening to you speaking this morning to this little girl, and you were talking about glorified bodies, and it reminded me of a question that my daughter has had. She has dwarfism. She has small, little curved legs and has a lot of difficulty because of it and having to undergo a surgery this summer due to it. But she keeps asking, you know, when I get my glorified body, will I still have dwarfism or will I be normal? And I'm like, I don't know.
I thought you might know. I think we can safely say this. She will not have dwarfism. She will not have, as is true for all of us, she will not have any anything that is a pathology or a weakness or infirmity about her body. So her body will be perfect, and everything about her body will be perfected. So it doesn't mean that we're all going to be the same height. It doesn't mean that we'll all be 5'11" and a half or whatever someone's idea of the perfect height is. It doesn't mean that. Nor does it mean that we'll necessarily all have the same, you know, physique in terms of muscle and whatnot. But all imperfections of the body in that body will be perfected. So I think we could safely say, yeah, that'll be gone. Because see, that's an imperfection of the body, dwarfism.
Oh,
it's an anomaly. So all those things will be removed. And the body, it'll be her very same body, but it's going to be the body free from any of these deficiencies. It'll be the perfected body, you see.
Well, I will definitely have to tell her. Thank you for all your help today.
You're welcome, Karen. I imagine that must, and I hope it will give her a lot of hope and encouragement. That's for sure. Yeah, it's a mystery. As St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, now we see through a glass darkly, but then we will see him face to face. We'll see him as he really is. And we ourselves will be who we really are. So all of your imperfections, both mentally, emotionally, physically, you name it, those are going to be gone. And if you have one leg longer than the other, you're not going to have that in heaven. If you have irritable bowel syndrome, you're not going to have that in heaven. If you have some other physical deficiency that is, you know, not what a completely perfected body would have, you won't have to worry about those things. And the beauty part about that is you will enjoy eternity for all eternity, bodily as well as spiritually. When you die, this is just a little tutorial here for what it's worth. When you die, you become a disembodied spirit. You become something, I mean, you'll still be human, obviously. You'll still be you, you'll still be human, but you'll be in a way similar to somebody who maybe has lost his legs in an accident. You're still human, but you're missing something. You're missing something that you should rightfully have, which is your legs. So in a similar, analogous kind of way, when you die and your body and your soul separate, your soul continues. And the reason your soul continues, unlike, say, the animal souls, because animals have souls and plants have souls and trees have souls and insects have souls. Anything that's alive has a soul or a life principle. But unlike the lower creatures, their life principle or their soul, like the soul of an animal, it animates the body. It organizes the body. So all the things that the body of that animal can do, those are directed and organized and empowered by the soul of the animal. But the animal doesn't have the capacity to do other things with its soul beyond what it does with its body. So take, for example, deer. You see them running around out in the fields. They're not planning for next week. They don't even know that there's a next week. They don't know about time. They're not planning. They're not self-reflective. They don't ponder. They don't have a rational component to their soul. So there's no intellect there. They have a mind and they know their deer thoughts and they think the deer things. And I think that deer basically have these thoughts, and maybe not necessarily in this order. Eat, don't get killed. Eat, don't get killed, don't get killed, don't get killed. Sleep, eat, don't get killed. I think those are the thoughts that deer have. Now, human beings, of course, we're higher and we have a different kind of soul. So we have a rational soul. You have a rational soul, which means that unlike the animals, when they die, the life principle stops also. That soul stops. It doesn't exist anymore because there's nothing for it to do. But your soul can do things that don't, strictly speaking, need your body. You can know and you can will, for example. You have operations of your soul that are not that don't necessitate a body in order to function. So this is one proof that your soul will continue on for all eternity. So for that interval between the time that you die, may it be many happy years from now, between the time that you die and the day of the general resurrection, when all of the dead are going to be raised again and all of us will receive our bodies back, including those who are going to hell. Everyone going to heaven, everyone going to hell, we all receive our bodies back, and those who are going to heaven, they'll be glorified bodies. Then you become, you might say, fully human again, because your body and soul are reunited. And that's how you will spend all eternity, enjoying with your body all those things that St. Paul says, ear has not heard nor has eye seen what God has prepared for those who love him.
This is an exciting hour. We are getting close to making our goal. We only need 75 more people. In the next 6 minutes, we can do that. But something kind of really cool and exciting here. I just got a pop-up that says, we are only $6,000 away from crossing the next $100,000 mark here. It'll put us just over the $1,400,000 mark if we can get $6,000 in. I know there's somebody out there listening right now that they can do that. That's not for everybody. You know, that's like average person can't say, oh, I'll give $6,000 right now. But there are some people who can do that. So if you can hear my voice and you're that person, yeah, I'm speaking to you. We could use your help. $6,000. Help us cross this little mini threshold as we march our way of making our need of $3 million by the end of the day tomorrow. Now you might be asking yourself, how do you give? Well, it's real easy, isn't it, Patrick?
It's so easy. It's easy peasy, lemon squeezy. You can go. That's how easy it is. You can call us at 877-291-0123. Super easy. You can go to relevantradio.com. and make your pledge super, super easy. And if you want super duper easy, just use the Relevant Radio app. Tap your phone, tap it, and you can make your pledge and you're done. Boom. It's that easy.
It is that easy. Thank you so much to James in Heartland, Wisconsin. Your $600 gift has made a big dent in our goal for this hour. Same thing with Mona in Packawaukee, Wisconsin, $100 gift. And Rosemary in Cranston, Rhode Island, your $100 gift came in handy. And all of those gifts were doubled dollar for dollar. And we're down to only needing 50 more people. That's how fast that happens at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. I just thought I maybe need to say it slower there. I'll say it one more time. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. Use that smartphone, the app on your smartphone, your tablet's a great way to give here at Relevant Radio.
Yeah, super easy, as we said. And it's also one of the things you will know that you have a part to play in all these miracles that you hear about. People calling in, mm-hmm. telling us their lives were changed, marriages restored, coming back to the sacraments. I can't help but thinking, Mary, about Howard, who called last week, an elderly gentleman who shared with me that he had been away from confession for 65 years. And he said that it was listening to this program, listening to Father Rocky, listening to Relevant Radio, that just finally God grabbed him and said, you're coming home. And he came home on Divine Mercy Sunday, the first confession he's made in 65 years, and he was weeping tears of joy. Those kinds of miracles, you can't put a price on that.
No, you can't.
If you want to help us a dollar a day, or if you're ready for a $10,000 donation, we could sure use some of those. Now's the time.
We're still looking for our first to come in during the next few minutes here before we reach the top of the hour. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. You can also use the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit our website. It's relevantradio.com.
I once jokingly, well, maybe only half jokingly, Mary, I once on Pledge Drive, I asked for if anybody could make a donation of $75,000. I'll come to your house and make tacos. And I was kind of joking, you know, kind of joking, kind of not joking. Well, so somebody made a bigger donation than that and took me up on it. So I went, got on an airplane, and I went to that person's house, and I made tacos in their kitchen. And it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And it was really fun to know that the person was donating so generously to Relevant Radio. I'd like to see that happen again. Do you have $100,000 burning a hole in your pocket? Has the stock market been good to you? Have you sold off some stock from your company? Or maybe something else has happened in your life and you'd like to repurpose that wealth for something especially good. This is the way you can do that, by calling us at 877-291-0123. And maybe if it's not $100,000, maybe could you help us with a $25,000 donation or a $20,000 donation? We will accept any amount cheerfully. Right, Mary?
We sure will. It's real easy at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Robbie in Louisville, Kentucky, your $1,200 gift made a big difference, and it was doubled. Thank you to Jody in Millsboro, Ohio, $100, and it was doubled. You can do it too at relevantradio.com.